Good morning. We're going to get started in a few minutes. I'm going to ask everyone to take their seats. Good morning. I don't know if you all are here, but we're here. Good morning. Woo! Good morning, good morning. We are so excited to have you at our Slay workshop. How many know what Slay means? Aha, I saw some hands. Strategically, how many know? Strategically leveraging the authenticity in you. Oh my goodness. When you think about authenticity and what that means and how it means that you have to be you at work, at home, in the grocery store, in the mall, imagine that. Imagine bringing your whole self in everything that you do and being strategic about it. Doesn't necessarily mean you just show up. It means you've thought through how you're going to show up for a meeting, how you're going to show up for a discussion, how you are going to be authentically you. I am so excited this morning. My name is Rainia Washington, and I'm the Vice President of Global Diversity and Inclusion for Lockheed Martin. And I have a number of men and women in this room that slay. I hear them that slay. And so we're going to have a really engaging, exciting discussion right at your tables to really talk about what does it mean to be authentic. And I'll tell you, when I think about being authentic, it means having courage. It means being willing to be vulnerable sometimes. And sometimes it might mean just having to stand alone, which is very scary. But when you know and you are true to yourself, and you're comfortable in who you are, it becomes so much easier. And so what we're going to talk about at our tables is really, how do you slay? How do you think about slaying every single day when you wake up? Make it intentional. And I have some wonderful men and women that are at your tables that I want to introduce that know how to slay. So I'm going to ask all my men and women from Lockheed Martin to stand that are slaying today. Look at those shirts, we slay. And I'm gonna ask each of them to quickly go around, give us your name, your title, and what you do at Lockheed Martin. And should I pass? I'll pass. Oh, there you go, Marina has it.
Good morning, I am Marina Williams. I am the Director of Equal Opportunity Programs at Lockheed Martin, part of the larger global diversity and inclusion team led by Rainia Washington. I've been with Lockheed Martin for almost 10 years, and I just want to make sure that we're all clear, I slay.
Good morning. I'm Shantice Adams. I'm HR Director for Talent Acquisition. I've been at Lockheed Martin for 22 years, and you better believe I slay.
Good morning. My name is Vernicia Johnson. I am the Director of Human Resources for our Air Mobility and Maritime Missions line of business in Marietta, Georgia. I've been with the company for 14 years, and I slay.
Good morning. My name is Deatra Rivette. I'm the Business Area Information Security Officer for Lockheed Martin Rotary and Mission Systems. I've been with Lockheed Martin for 14 years. I'm a mother, a wife, and I have four sons, and you better believe I slay.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Trapp, and I am the Director of Diversity Outreach for the Lockheed Martin Corporation, and you better believe that I slay.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Samari Stamps Henderson, and I am General Counsel of AMMM Programs in Marietta, and I've worked with the company for 22 years, and you know I slay.
Hi, I'm Irvi Doshi Sood. I'm Vice President of Tax Administration for Lockheed Martin in Bethesda, Maryland at our corporate headquarters. I've been with the company 12 years. I'm a tax lawyer by training, and I'm glad to be back in Michigan. I went to the University of Michigan for my undergrad. Go Blue! And I slay.
Good morning. My name is Kateri Cummings, and I'm the Senior Manager for Global Diversity and Inclusion for Lockheed Martin Missiles and Fire Control out of Dallas, Texas. And I've been with the company for 10 years, and I slay.
And I'm Cheryl Kern. I'm Director of Global Diversity and Inclusion. I'm a double slayer because I just celebrated my first year anniversary with Lockheed Martin. And secondly, I'm from the Motor City, so we are gonna slay today.
Thank you. We slay. Thank you to my team. I'm gonna tell you today, this morning, you're in for a treat. I'm expecting you to have some really in-depth dialogue around what it does it mean to be authentic wherever you are. Some of you are students, some of you are professionals in the workplace. Some of you are thinking about what that next career is and how do you bring your authentic self to work. Have you ever gotten up and known in the morning you were going to have a difficult meeting?
Yes.
Yes, right? A difficult meeting. Knowing that whoever was going to be in the room, that you were going to have to either impress them or you were going to have to demonstrate to them that you were technically sound and knew what you were talking about. Did you plan for that? Did you think about what you were going to wear? Did you think about what personality you were going to bring, right? How you were going to get your message across? What you wanted them to walk away with? How you wanted them to see you? Do you want them to see you as aggressive? As someone who's docile? Who's someone who's knowledgeable? How do you balance all of that in the midst of a discussion, in the midst of just walking the halls? What's your brand? And is it authentic? How do people perceive you? Are you socially aware? And when we talk about being socially aware, do you understand the impact that you have on others? And are you paying attention to that and ensure that you're leveraging that authenticity for your own success? That's what we're gonna talk about today. So you're gonna spend about 45 minutes, we'll keep checking the time, you'll spend about 45 minutes at your tables really talking about how do you slay. And our leaders at your tables and facilitators, they have questions. But I think this, you guys have questions, I'm sure, right? And you have thoughts that when you come into a workshop like this, you've said, how do I really slay? And how do I think about what I'm going to do when I walk out of here? And so have some candid conversations at your tables. At the end of that, we're going to ask a few of you to brief out and tell us, based on what you heard at your table, how you will slay. And oh, by the way, slaying starts when you walk out of here. Not when you get back to the workplace. It starts while you're here at Women of Color, right? And so don't let me see you in the hallway, because I'll walk up to you. Are you slaying? How are you slaying? Right? So it starts here, right? You're among those that either you know, that you feel comfortable with. Start practicing it. Start being authentic. Start being direct, right? Whatever that means for you. Just as long as you're being true to yourself, be true to yourself. And so after we have those discussions and we brief out and then we're gonna close out and all of you have raffle tickets, hopefully everybody got a raffle ticket, we'll raffle off a really nice prize. You'll feel like you're part of the Lockheed Martin family because you will slay. Go ahead, start your dialogues.
All right. Shantae White Taylor, Lockheed Martin Arrow.
Brittany Jenkins, Lockheed Martin Arrow.
So, lady, she says it's a role model, she said it's sweet.
You know, I have a couple of ones, and they're actually in my family. So, my mother was one. She was always very independent and very outspoken, and just a very good dresser. She, you know, dressed really well. And the other one is my sister. So, and she's a lot like my mother. Just very well dressed, very, very well put together, speak very eloquently, stands very tall, and just she doesn't make any excuses about who she is. She is who she is. If you like her, great. If not, that's fine too. So, you know, those would be my examples.
I think for me, first thing that popped in my head, and I don't know if that's because I'm in like the shopping mode, but when we're talking about appearance and someone whose style just pops out at you, Gabrielle Union, I would say she slays. And with her line at, with her line at New York & Company, I think it'll help others like us slay in a fashionista way, which can also kind of just help your aura and how you present yourself.
Checkpoint, checkpoint. It's 15 before the hour. We have 10 minutes before we wrap up to do our report outs. A lot of energy, a lot of noise. Thank you. 10 minutes before report out. Thank you.
If you don't have anything,
Okay, everyone. The hour is 9:55. The slaying will continue, but we have to carry on with the business. So I want everyone in this room to give yourselves a round of applause. We have over 100 people in the room slaying right now. Over 100. So here's the rest of the order for the day. We are going to, A, thank you for attending and making sure that this slay continues on, not just, like Rania said, not just when you get to your workplace, but through the entire conference. And so we're going to have the microphone passed around to different tables for you to do your report outs. Please, this is not church. Can you hold your remarks to like 1 minute per table? Okay. All right. So please, where are the microphones? Okay. Okay, here we go.
Everybody ready to report out? Table report out.
Are you ready for report out?
Okay, we have our first table.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Denisha Williams. I'm a program manager at Lockheed Martin Aeronautics in Fort Worth, Texas. During our session, I learned that it's important to not only be authentic to yourself, but to search within. Make sure you're confident in your roles. Make sure you know your material, your information, whatever it is that's your profession and study, make sure you know it. And to not be afraid to search for opportunities.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Lily Liu. I'm from Cisco Systems in California. Much better weather over there. But I love it here. This is my first time in Detroit, and I really enjoy it. So on our table, we talked about a few things. Number one is we started with where we're at currently with our level of slay, if you will. And we're actually all very mature in that slayness, I guess I'll call it. So very happy to hear that. And then the second thing I think we talked about was how do we actually deal with the difference between women that are direct and confident and know their information versus maybe a man that actually is very much the same characteristics. And men are sort of thought about as leaders. They're a natural leader. That guy is going to go somewhere. And for women, there might be a slightly different perception, right? And hopefully people don't kind of hang on to that as gender bias. But it is indeed true that women have a slightly different perception of people. People have a different perception of women than they do of men. It's not to say it's right or wrong. It just is the way that it is. And then the third thing we talked about was how do we act at work, because you're expected to challenge things and expected to move things along, versus how you are at home. Because we all come from a very diverse background, and so there's definitely questions about, you know, where your parents are versus where you are, and how you're not necessarily expected or even invited to be that strong, you know, headstrong and leadership qualities. So there might be a slightly different persona between home, the home you, and the work you. So how do you actually balance that, right? So I have a partner here that's actually going to help maybe give a little bit more color.
So we're over, but the last thing I wanted to touch on was having that balance as well. And there was a lot of talk of being more fluid, more like water, where you had more of an ability to transform yourself. And that doesn't mean that you're not being your true self, but the whole thing is to be able to bring different parts of you at different times and knowing when to do that and just being aware that being flexible in that availability of all the parts of you is very important.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Great report. All right, we have a table right here ready. Thank you.
Good morning. So our table kind of started off as telling your story and how to slay. So telling that honest story. So some of the notes that I personally took that kind of some of the points from other people are slaying by tying your accomplishments to the business value. Because you're walking that fine line of I'm competent, I know what I'm doing, but I don't want to come off as arrogant. So the point was made that if you tie it back to what the business goal is, then you're right on point. The other thing is definitely building those relationships, having that situational awareness, and then being able to adapt to those situations. Definitely don't overanalyze. We're definitely our own worst critic. And then solicit that feedback. Get that honest feedback from the people that you work with so that you can slay and do you in the workplace.
Great points. Thank you so much. We got a table ready in the back. Thank you. All right.
Hi, everybody. My name is Chelsea Wise. I am a diversity and inclusion rep for MFC, Lockheed Martin. I just want to say that I slay. So we talked a lot about the Me Too movement. We talked a lot about, you know, having that football conversation in the room with all the guys. And sometimes we don't want to have that football conversation to get into the conversation. One of the things that we really took away was, you know, this is a deeper issue with women. We always talk about how maybe we don't have that self-confidence or we don't have that self-esteem. So if we don't have it in our personal lives, how are we supposed to bring it at work? So we really talked about, you know, faking it until you make it. And if you don't like the word faking it, just say experiment, right? Try something new. You know, try, you know, if you fake it till you make it, you might start believing in this confident person that you have faked it to be, right? Or that you experimented to be with. So, thanks.
Thank you. Slay, slay. Okay, we got a table ready up here. They are slaying ready. I could tell this was gonna be good.
Hi, my name is Kayla Lawson, and I work at Sandia National Laboratories. One of the things that we talked about at this table with this lovely group of ladies is how did they become slayers? And one of those things was to have a good mentor, have someone that you can reach out to and ask those questions. Another thing is to believe in yourself. Everyone in this room is qualified. And so you have a seat at the table, and you should have a voice.
Amen. Good job. Hey, good job. Ready?
Sorry, Latasha. I'll be with you in a minute, baby.
It's fine. You don't have on red, so go with it.
Okay, so I came in a little late to the group, and so we were asking the question about how do we slay. And so I actually said I'm not even sure if I'm 100% slayer. I really do think I'm more of a 50% slayer because I feel there's a lot of opportunity for room for growth. Room for things for me to learn, a lot of opportunity for me to do even more from what I've done so far. So I don't even believe.
Now you see where the red thing comes in, right?
I wasn't expecting to see her. Okay.
Amen.
You're right. I'm done.
Amen.
Okay.
Where's Sandman when you need him? You got 2 seconds. Let's go.
No, I'm done. With that, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you for slaying. Thank you for your slay.
How do I even follow that? I don't even. Okay, so my name is Latasha Dandy. I work for Lockheed Martin Aeronautics in Fort Worth, Texas. First, I will start why my team said that I slayed. I didn't realize I was slaying, but we'll go there. So I know a lot of times we talked about the whole job qualification thing, right? We don't apply because we don't think we have the qualifications. Our male counterparts will apply. And so I told the team that last year I decided to change that, right? And I just decided to go for it. The worst they can tell me is, we would have picked you, but. So then the but becomes feedback that I can now be better. And so to my surprise, when I interviewed, knowing that I only qualified for maybe 3 of the 10, they told me, you were right there in second. Oh man, the only reason you didn't get it is because this guy has 20 plus years on you, but you're right there. You know, to only be 7 years in, you are right. So what can I do different? They said, nothing, you're right there, just keep doing it. So whatever, now I have that feedback, right? That's why they said I slayed. Second, what we talked about, my surprise when I walked up to the table, we were talking about hair. So we did. We talked about hair. We talked about the fact that sometimes what you see on TV is all some of our male counterparts know about us, of other races, right? So we have to commit to show them something different and open the door. Our young lady here with the hijab, that is how I say it, right? Help me out. I'm trying to get there. I told her one thing she could do to open the door is when you're in a conversation, they're like, introduce yourself and tell us something unique about you. You know, she could be like, you know, my name is Latasha and I have a mad collection of hijabs. I have different colors and let me tell you what that, could you imagine how that would open the door to conversation? So if we could try to look for those opportunities, right? And just realize that some people want to talk to you. Some white guys do want to talk to us. They're just like, I don't want to, like, what do I say? You know what I mean? That can just go totally south. You know, I'm like, I just want to ask about your hair. Anything, you know, anything. So give them a door that they can open. So when you name something unique about you, instead of saying, you know, I'm a twin or something, what is something unique that can open the door to now open the doors of conversation? So that's what we talked to about. And lastly, we also did talk about the Me Too movement. We did realize that a lot of the people who are coming forth are in positions, what we considered of constraint, right? So we could run across it in our workplace. And I, you know, when we were talking about it, I told them, I tell my kids that they have options. A lot of times when you don't speak your voice, it's because you feel like you're in a place you don't have an option other than the moment you're in right now. So if you show them other places they can go and show them that this moment is bigger than just right now, then the Me Too movement can become more synonymous if you must speak your voice.
Thank you. Let the church say amen.
Good job. Ready to go. Okay. Great. Any more slayers? Okay. Last call for slay. Right there. Okay. We got right there. Right. All right.
Okay. My name is Florence. I am a quality engineer at Abbott in Canada. So I learned a lot during the session. I was really happy to have attended. And our takeaway from our discussions, we did have a lot of discussions about our experiences with slaying and becoming a better slayer, 100% slayer. I am definitely learning. I am stepping out of my comfort zone right now because I need to become that slayer. You know, the theme of our discussions was about, you know, just being honest with ourselves, portraying that honesty, being honest with people when giving feedback, and for me to not feel so self-conscious when everyone's looking at me, you know, and focusing on me is just to just not let that get to me. So I just have to practice, right, and just think positive, and I think a lot of people probably do feel the same way, so that's why I'm just stepping out there.
Great job. Yeah, great job. We got one more slayer. One more slayer. We have a male perspective slayer. Oh, clap it up. Yes.
Clap loud.
I'm even giving you the mic right here.
Now my table's going, this is going to see if you were listening. Okay. That's all right. I was listening, but, you know, I'm looking at my counterparts. Where are they? There we go. All of you are my counterparts, right? At the end of the day, there were a couple of points. One is having advocates and mentors and people you can trust in the environments that you're in, because that way when you realize, and I'm saying it like a New Yorker, realize that there is something that's holding you back, you can always have a secondary path to success. And that's through that network. So in here, make sure you have that network working. All right, number one. Number two, and I'm going to try and say it like to slay, you really need to practice. And so when I heard people around the table talking about, you know, my kids, my timeline, the things that maybe people don't realize that you have to do outside of the job, because you do have a life, and that life is your job, that you will have to make sure that you articulate those things. And that's what I took away, is like, you know, I have to be out of here by 6 o'clock because X. Don't be ashamed of that. Everyone has to be out of the building at certain times. So put that out there up front and make it part of the conversation, that it's not just about work, okay? That you do want to raise your children, because I know I do, that you do want to have successes, that you do want to have all those things. And then the other piece that I heard was, you know, and I'm going to take it from my perspective, the confidence of performance, right? Knowing that you are performing, but not holding back that you are performing, making it part of the discussion when you're in your manager's office. And, oh, by the way, if your manager's not doing the right things, don't hesitate to use that network, but that's beside the point. We'll talk about that separately. But to make sure you have the ability to articulate your successes. Like we were talking about being in a room and, you know, having facial expressions and not having the poker face. Well, use that to your advantage, because sometimes people see that and they go, what were you thinking, okay? But articulating that you are participating in the success of the company, not just being in the room, not just showing up, and also knowing that your life counts, so what you're doing outside of there. So am I close? All right, good. We slay.
So we have a raffle
Okay, 1 minute because we're going to run over time. Yes,
you
ma'am.
You can't give me 1 minute because at the very end of the whole show when I've been standing for three. Okay. No, I'm a Slayer, Maricela Liscano, NASA Glenn Research Center. I think everybody here is Slayers, and we're probably silent Slayers at some time. To be authentic, I would say, from what our discussions were, it doesn't mean everybody likes you when you're authentic. And there's always room for growth. But I say that we're silent Slayers because if you keep your authenticity throughout your career, everybody will always respect you and know who you are. And that's how you're a silent Slayer. You're not in anybody's face all the time. But they know that if they go to you, they're getting an honest answer. It's full of integrity. You're going to be straight up, and you always do the right thing. And that's what I wanted to say.
Great job. Thank you so much. Great job. Okay, so we have 5 minutes. We're going to do the raffle, and then we got to do closing remarks. Quick raffle. Okay. Everybody pull your tickets out, please.
All right, first ticket, 485034.
Okay. Woo!
We want you to walk around the hallways with that all day. You slay. The next one, 485180. All right, come on. And I'm going to hand the mic over to you, Irvy, to close for us.
So have we all learned to be either loud or silent slayers throughout this session? Yes? Yes? So some key takeaways that I got from the past hour were we don't say fake it until you make it. We say experiment till you make it because we're all experts at something in here, and we wouldn't be here unless we were qualified. So stop being your own worst critic and just remember to experiment till you make it. It's important to be technically sound in whatever you do, so that's always number one priority. Make sure that you know what you're talking about. Stop being so critical of yourself, and like the last speaker said, you don't have to be a loud slayer. You can be a silent slayer, and we're all slayers in this room. So continue doing what you've learned today and take that forward. Don't just wait until you get to your workplace to do that. Take it forward when you walk out of this room as part of the conference. So I just want to remind everybody that there's a Lockheed Martin career booth tomorrow, 203. Stop by. We have a hospitality suite, which is...
The location for the hospitality suite.
251AB in the Cobo Center.
Yes.
It's on the handout that was all at your table. And again, booth 203 at the Career Fair tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. There's candy. Grab your candy on your way out. We thank you for your time. And we're talking about put a hashtag out there. Look for the messaging on the Slay hashtag. It'll be coming out soon. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That's where I know her. Because when I saw you from across